Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The group of ministers, GOM, on GST rate rationalization has backed the centre's plan to scrap the 12% and 28% rates, opting instead for a simpler two-slab system of 5% and 18%. It's part of the next-gen GST reforms championed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. But many states, worried about revenue losses and seeking compensation guarantees, aren't fully on board yet, writes Meghna Mittal. She also writes that the GOM has proposed GST exemptions on health and life insurance. Also read Zoya Springwala's piece on why GST reforms could lead to a solid earnings show in Q3 and Q4, even if consumer companies take a hit in the September quarter as people delay purchases in anticipation of lower prices after the GST shift. On the markets, Trump's tariffs, high valuations and earnings reports have meant that foreign portfolio investors are voting with their feet. Their share in Indian equities hit a seven-month low of 15.98% in the first half of August, with assets under custody dropping to 71 lakh crore rupees. FPI sold equities worth nearly 21,000 crore rupees in the first fortnight of the month, compared to net withdrawals of 17,741 crore rupees in July, reports Ravindra Sonavan. SEBI chairman Tuhin Kant Pandeya has set his sights on reforming India's capital markets. He has proposed increasing the tenure of equity derivatives after consulting with stakeholders, reports Money Control. Pandey has also hinted at introducing a regulated platform for pre-IPO companies to trade with certain disclosures on a pilot basis to replace the unregulated grey market. India's IT sector is witnessing a surge in mergers and acquisitions. Wipro says it will acquire Harman Connected Services and its units for up to $375 million in an all-cash deal, reports Rishabh Shaw. It's not just online gaming companies that are feeling the squeeze. The proposed ban on real money online gaming could lead to a 4,500 crore rupee loss in ad revenue for the industry, with broadcasters and streaming platforms facing a 2,000 crore hole, reports Mariam Farooqi. Gaming platforms are key advertisers, especially during sports events like the IPL. Bike taxis return to the streets in Karnataka after a two-month ban by the state. The Karnataka High Court pulled up the government for its blanket ban, questioning why bike taxis couldn't be regulated instead. With the court giving the government a month to frame a policy, Karnataka's Transport Minister Ramlinga Reddy told Kristen Matthew Phillip and Bhavya Dilip Kumar that bike taxi services remain suspended as per the court's directive. With Trump's tariffs threatening to hit Indian exports, New Delhi is casting its net wider. With terms of reference finalized for a trade pact with the Eurasian Economic Bloc, Ishan Gera writes that Bloc has seen a mixed bag of trade with India so far, with overall trade halving to $1.2 billion in 2024. However, Armenia and Kyrgyzstan have emerged as bright spots, with trade surging nearly sixfold. On your personal finance side, if you've paid income tax under the new regime, but the old regime shows a lower tax liability, can you revise your filing and switch regimes now? To know the answer, please check out our Ask Wallet Wise column for expert advice on personal finance and tax-related queries. And finally, Arbus Sharma takes stock of Apple's AI strategy. While rivals such as Google's Pixel and Samsung's Galaxy are dazzling users with features such as real-time translation and the Magic Cube productivity feature, the big question is, can Apple afford to be late in the AI race? That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.